Welcome to the Unleash Your Inner Radiance podcast with your host, Lisa Dorn.
Welcome back to another Monday Mindset episode of Unleash Your Inner Radiance, where we delve into the depths of the human experience and uncover the power of authenticity. I'm your host, Lisa, and today we are exploring the challenging journey of navigating loneliness, finding self-worth, and embracing authenticity, even in the face of adversity. Loneliness is a universal emotion that can weigh heavily on our hearts. Whether it's due to a difficult living environment, strained relationships, or a lack of true connections, feeling isolated can leave us feeling lost and alone. I understand firsthand the pain of living in a challenging environment where anger and addiction cast a shadow over my days. A journey fraught with uncertainty and heartache, where the loss of friendships only compounds the sense of loneliness. But through it all, I have come to realize that true friendship isn't measured by the number of people around us, but by the depth of connection and understanding we share. In the depths of loneliness, it is easy to feel as though we are the only one struggling, that somehow we are fundamentally flawed or unworthy of love, of connection. But the truth is, loneliness doesn't discriminate. It can affect anyone, regardless of age, background, societal status. For me, it was growing up in a tumultuous environment. Loneliness was a constant companion. It whispered in the silence of the night, reminding me of all the ways I didn't fit in, all the ways I didn't measure up. But as I journeyed through the darkness, I began to realize that loneliness wasn't a reflection of my worth. It was a symptom of a deeper longing for connection and belonging. It was a call to dig deep, to cultivate compassion for myself and others, and to seek out meaningful connections that nourish my soul. Living in a difficult environment where anger and addiction reigned supreme took a toll on my mental and emotional well-being. It was like navigating a minefield, never knowing when the next explosion would occur. The constant tension and uncertainty left me feeling on edge, perpetually walking on eggshells to avoid setting off another outburst. In the midst of the chaos, friendships became casualties of collateral damage. Some drifted away, unable and unwilling to bear witness. Others showed their true colors, revealing themselves to be fair weather friends who vanished at the sign of trouble. It was a painful lesson of discernment in separating the wheat from the chaff, in recognizing that true friendships isn't about the quantity of connections, but the quality of the bonds we forge. Through it all, I learned that resilience isn't about avoiding adversity, but about finding the strength to rise from the ashes to build and reclaim our sense of self-worth and belonging. Growing up in an environment where self-worth and confidence were in short supply, I struggled to find my place in the world. Mean girls and shallow relationships only reinforced the belief that I wasn't enough, that I didn't belong. It's a journey that took me through the halls of high school and into adulthood, leaving me feeling lost and unsure of who I truly was. But through the lens of forgiveness and self-reflection, I began to see that my own worth wasn't defined by the opinions of others or the circumstances of my past. It was a journey of reclaiming my voice, my power, and embracing the truth that I am worthy just as I am. I am worthy. Navigating the treacherous waters of adolescence, I found myself engulfed in a sea of insecurities and self-doubt. Mean girls lurked around every corner, and guess what? They still do when you're an adult. There are still mean girls at the age of 50 years old. They're just ready to pounce with their cutting remarks and judgmental glances. In their eyes, I was an easy target, someone to belittle and mock to bolster their own fragile egos. Their words cut deep, leaving scars that lingered long after the wounds had healed. And yet, amidst the darkness, there were glimmers of light, moments of kindness and connection that reminded me that my inherent worth was still there. It was these fleeting moments that I began to glimpse the truth that my value wasn't contingent on the opinions of others or the superficial standards of society. It was a journey of self-discovery, of peeling back all the layers of conditioning and expectations to uncover the radiant spirit that lie beneath. A journey that I am still on in finding my inner radiance. As I journey through the labyrinth of self-discovery, forgiveness emerges as a beacon of hope in the darkness. It was a radical act of self-love, a continued act of self-love, a declaration that I was worthy of compassion and understanding despite my perceived shortcomings. Through forgiveness, I liberated myself from the chains of resentment and bitterness, reclaiming my power and embracing the truth of my worthiness. It wasn't an easy path, and it's a path I'm still on. Forgiveness rarely is easy, but with each step, I felt lighter, freer, more aligned with my true essence. And in that newfound freedom, I discovered the courage to stand tall in my truth, to speak my mind without fear of judgment or rejection. It was a journey of reclaiming my voice, my power, and ultimately, my self-worth. one forgiveness at a time. At the core of my journey is the quest for authenticity. It's about stripping away the layers of pretense and embracing the person I am deep down inside. For too long, I hid behind a facade of conformity, afraid to show the world my true colors. But in embracing my authenticity, I found liberation. I found the courage to stand tall in my truth, to speak my mind, and to live with integrity. It's a journey that continues to unfold, one step at a time, as I embrace the beauty of being unapologetically myself. Embracing authenticity isn't just about external appearances. It's about aligning our thoughts, words, and actions with our inherent and innermost truths. For years, I lived in the shadows of others' expectations, molding myself into a shape that wasn't mine to fit in. I played the roles society assigned to me, the people pleaser, the good girl, the one who never rocked the boat. But beneath the surface, a fire burned within me, yearning to break free from the constraints of conformity. And so, I embarked on a journey of self-discovery, forgiveness, peeling back the layers of conditioning to reveal the radiant soul that lay beneath. It was a process of shedding the false identities, forgiving the past, and shedding the identities that I had adopted and embracing the raw, unfiltered essence of who I truly am. In the pursuit of authenticity, I found liberation. I discovered the courage to speak my truth, even when it made others uncomfortable. I learned to trust my intuition, to honor the whispers of my soul, even when they led me down unconventional paths. Listen to your soul. It will give you miracles. It will send you down paths that will create opportunities for you. Because in doing so, I unearthed a sense of freedom and empowerment I had never known before. No longer bound to the shackles of societal expectations or the fear of judgment. I stepped into my power with confidence and grace. It's a journey that comes and continues to unfold. A dance of self-discovery, of self-expression that knows no bounds. As I continue to embrace the beauty of being unapologetically myself, I invite you to join me on this journey of authenticity and self-discovery and forgiveness, where the only limit is the sky and the only rule is to be your true self and to be true to yourself. As we reflect on the journey of navigating loneliness and finding self-worth, I invite you to join me in embracing authenticity. Let go of the need for external validation and embrace the truth that you are worthy, just as you are. Surround yourself with people who uplift and support you. Let go of those who dim your light. And remember, forgiveness isn't just about letting go of the past. It's about reclaiming your power and stepping into the fullness of who you are meant to be. Before we go, I have an affirmation that can take you through the week. Please journal on it. It's a long one. I will have it in the show notes. But here it is. In the depths of loneliness, I find solace in knowing that I am not alone in my struggle. Through the pain of feeling isolated, I recognize the universality of this emotion, a reminder that our hearts are intertwined in the human experience. Despite the shadows of a challenging environment and that echoes of past hurt, I embrace the truth that my worth is not defined by external circumstances or the opinions of others. Through forgiveness and self-reflection, I reclaim my voice and power, acknowledging the inherent value within me. Today, I stand tall in my authenticity, shedding the layers of pretense to reveal the radiant soul that lies beneath. I am worthy, I am enough, and I am unapologetically myself. As I move forward on this journey of self-discovery, I surround myself with those who uplift and support me, releasing those who dim my light. With each step, I step closer to the fullness of who I am meant to be, embracing the beauty of authenticity and the depth of connection that comes with embracing my truth. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Unleash Your Inner Radiance. If you know someone who needs to hear this, please share this episode with them. And remember, dear listeners, you are never alone on this journey. Together, let's embrace authenticity and shine our light brighter for all the world to see. Until next time, keep radiating your inner radiance.
as you